This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1150, Jonesing for a Better English Vocabulary.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Have you ever heard a native use the word jonesing? What should you do when you hear a new slang to decide whether you want to incorporate it into your repertoire or not? Find out today.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing good today. How about you?
Good, good. Man, it's been so long. I've been jonesing to record again. It feels so good to get back on the mic.
Is that a word you would normally say?
No, but, you know, for the purpose of introducing the episode, yes.
I know what you mean. I've been, you know, itching to get back on the mic, too, because really, it's my favorite part of the week. I mean, I still think, you know, we've been doing this for, what, 4 years now, and there's so much else that we do at All Ears English, but it really is in my top three favorite things in our whole All Ears English that we do. So,
yes.
Yeah. So for sure. Well, jonesing, that's an interesting choice of words today, Michelle.
Yes. Well, you know why I used it, right, Lindsay?
No, I don't know. Can you tell me?
Well, we have a listener question about this word.
Okay. Great.
Would you read it for us?
Yeah, here we go. All right, we're just going to jump right into the question today, guys. Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. I hope you're doing well. I just wanted to thank you very much for your great show. It's the best ESL podcast ever. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Morale. That's a great compliment.
Thank you.
I also have a question. The other day in a movie, I heard the phrase, I'm jonesing for a cup of coffee. I guess it means something like a strong desire or a crave for something. Now my question is, do we use it only for drinks and food? And what other occasions can I use it for? And Morale was an app reviewer. She listens inside the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses, guys. And she left her question right inside her review, which is a good option for you guys too.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, this is a really good question. So yeah, this episode is, I mean, it's a basically jonesing is, it's kind of like a craving, right?
Yeah, it's a craving.
Yeah. Do you think that it's only about food?
I think it's really commonly about food, but I don't think it's only about food. I think it could be used for different things.
Right. Like I'm jonesing to do something, I'm jonesing to travel, something like that.
Yeah, but I think for me, the most accessible way to use it would be, I don't honestly use it that much, but I like it. I think it's an entertaining phrase. It's fun. And like maybe if I were being silly, I might throw it out there. But yeah, it's easier to use it for food for me for some reason.
Yeah, I think so too. And so guys, we want to direct you to episode 666. And this is how to talk about your cravings in a colorful way in English. So that would be a really good one to listen to get some other expressions. But Lindsay, you used an interesting one. I don't think that we used this one in that episode. So you said I'm itching to do something.
I was searching really quickly for something, some other way to say it.
Yeah, I think that was good. I think itching is more for like about doing something rather than like, yeah. I wouldn't say like I'm itching for some French fries.
Yeah. I agree. It's not exactly the right phrase when you're looking for food, when you're craving food, but definitely I'm itching to go for a run because I've been sitting all day at my computer would be a good one. Or I'm itching to get on the slopes because I haven't been skiing in a while.
Right. So that's a good one that I hadn't thought of. So yeah, very good. I would definitely say that. But yeah, jonesing, I don't know that I would say that one. And we're going to talk about that in just a second about like kind of how to decide if you are going to, you know, adopt an expression and use it in your conversations.
Yeah. Well, where does this come from? Because clearly this comes from somewhere. Jonesing. Yeah. I don't even know. Inform us here, Michelle, enlighten us.
So this is interesting. So I looked on dictionary.com and they have something about slang. Apparently, this actually has something to do with drug addiction.
Yeah, I would have.
Did you know that?
Well, I don't know. When I hear the term, it makes me think of the 70s.
Okay.
The 1970s, you know, when there was a lot of drugs in the 70s and the 60s. It just makes me think of that era for some reason. But yeah, you went to the dictionary, you looked into it. So tell us more. It's about heroin and addiction. Is that right?
Yeah, something. I didn't look too closely. But yeah, something about calling it Jones or Mr. Jones and heroin and addiction. And like those were some slang terms. I don't know exactly how this fits all together. So if you want, we could put up the link and you can read more about it.
But interesting.
So they're basically terms in, surrounding addiction.
Okay, so guys, we definitely don't endorse drug use, just so you know, just to have that disclaimer out there. But it's interesting how a slang word can start in one specific meaning and then can evolve and become used nowadays for, obviously, we don't just use it to talk about drugs, right? Not at all. We use it to talk about food and different kind of cravings. But it's interesting how it can evolve like that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So that is interesting. Yeah. So we talked about how, you know, we don't really use this phrase, but, you know, like how would we use it? So I might say like, oh, I'm jonesing for a candy bar, but I won't eat one because I'm trying to eat healthy.
Yeah. Right? I love that.
Mm-hmm. What else could you say, Lindsay?
Let's see. I'm jonesing to go on a huge shopping spree because I hate all my clothes. Yeah. I feel that way all the time.
So, yeah, me too, actually. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to give you a couple examples, even if Lindsay and I don't really use this that much. So this is one of those things where you have to decide what words and slang will be in your vocabulary. So this is really what the core of this episode is about today, thinking about these things and thinking, are you going to use a certain set of slang words, right?
Interesting. So today's episode is less about the meaning and more about how to decide. Right,
yeah,
Michelle?
Okay. We're taking a turn. Surprise.
I like that. But before we get into that, Michelle, this is a good time to say thank you to our reviewers. Okay, guys. So we love your reviews. They help our show to get up in the rankings. So let's go ahead and announce some very special reviewers. Thank you to NRCKR from Turkey, Reina from Japan, Michelle La Reunion from Australia, Stay Awesome from Hong Kong, PLSGSX from Japan, Mr. 102 from China, and Ipanov 1985 from Russia. Guys, go ahead and leave us a review. Ask a question in your review, and most importantly, hit subscribe on your podcast player or wherever you listen, because we put out bonus episodes and you definitely don't want to miss those.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, great reviews. Thanks guys. Guys, if you want to see the transcripts on your phone screen while you listen to the episode, go and download the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Then start your free trial for 1 week and leave us feedback to let us know what you think about the new transcript tool. Thanks, guys.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, so Michelle, I'm excited then to hear what we're going to go into here.
Okay, yeah. So again, so we're talking about how you can decide what slang words are you going to make yours and what are you going to leave behind, right? So here are some things that I think you should think about. So the first thing is, where did you hear it first? Mm. Was it a movie? Is it a new movie? Is it an old movie? Who said it, right?
Yeah.
You know, think about like, you know, where is this coming from? Like, because that's wherever you heard it first, think about, okay, like, do I relate to this person? Does this seem like something that I might say? Is it a movie from the 1950s? That's going to make me question it a little bit, right?
Yeah, because there's definitely a lot of vocabulary from the 50s that's very outdated.
Right.
We've talked about the word swell, and we've talked about those things, so we have to be careful. Yeah, so I like that idea. First of all, where did you hear it? Who said it? Right?
Yeah, exactly. And what's the next one, Lindsay?
Well, have you heard it in any other places? So are people saying it frequently, or when you look it up and you see the meaning, do you recognize the other ways that people use the words? Right? So, you know, do you hear what, so what do we mean here, Michelle? What do you mean?
Okay.
By that?
Yeah. So basically if you're looking it up and you look up jonesing and then you see the word, let's say you see like a synonym or something like that, and it's a craving, somebody writes craving, mm-hmm. like, do you recognize these words? Do you hear mm-hmm. those words more frequently? So maybe you're like, oh, well, I haven't heard jonesing, but I looked it up and I see the word craving. Oh, I hear that a lot.
Yeah. And maybe you know how to use craving, so you know how to use jonesing. Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. 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 So, yeah. So have you heard it more than once? And then the third thing is, could it be regional? Right. Mm. So that could also be something where if you know where you heard it first, maybe you watch, or maybe you're watching a show, maybe you're watching Friends or like some show, or like a show that takes place in California or wherever. And you think, okay, well, maybe it's a regional thing. So some slang is more popular in certain parts of the country than others. So I think that you should look into this when you're thinking about this new phrase or word. What do you think, Lindsay?
Oh, definitely. And I mean, I think that's so important. It's so true. It's going to sound a little weird if you're from California and you visit the South and you hear a slang in the South used, and then you go back to California and you start using it, and it's only used in the southern region of the U.S. I mean, right. I think the other piece is like making sure you truly understand the meaning fully.
Yeah.
You know, because like we've seen here, clearly this is a reference to like drug addiction, this jonesing. And I don't think it's going to necessarily label you in any way if you use it, but there are certain slangs that would label you in a certain way if you use them. Like, and also you could be saying something you don't know that you're saying, right?
Right.
So making sure you totally get it. Like fully talk to a native speaker, and sometimes native speakers don't even get, I don't even totally get all the slangs and what they mean.
I definitely don't, especially it's like, this is, I feel like I know I'm, you know, aging, because I'll be like, oh, I don't know what that word that means. And like,
Or like, I know there are idioms and slangs that we used to say as kids, and we didn't necessarily know that they're a little bit offensive. And we, and if we don't question those as we get older, we're saying something offensive and we don't know it. So,
oh, for sure. Yeah. There's a lot of that.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. So, well, what's the fourth point though, Michelle? I mean, this is a deep topic that we could go into another day for sure.
Yeah. The fourth one is, are you willing to take risks? Right. So, and this is important. I mean, I think, what is the worst that will happen?
Yeah.
Now, of course, you don't want to say something offensive. That's the only thing. You want to make sure it's not something that's going to offend someone. Mm-hmm. Right. That's tough. So you, that when you look into it, be sure that it's not something offensive. So, you know, I mean, but if it's not, again, what's the worst that will happen? I think it's worth trying a new phrase or asking a friend about it. So if someone says jonesing to me, if somebody were to just throw that out there, I would, my ears might perk up for a second, but it would sound different to me, but it wouldn't sound bad. Like, and I think the fact that you would be taking a risk is a good thing. So like, nothing is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
What do you think, Lindsay?
Well, I totally agree with you, Michelle. I mean, it's kind of the flip side of what we just said, like understanding the meaning, but also when we're learning a new language, we can't understand everything all the time, right? We're always hedging into a zone where we don't know what's going on. Right. And that's kind of, to me, that's kind of the beauty of learning a new language and traveling and exploring cultures. We don't always know everything that's going on, and that is okay. Coming back to connection is our key right here on this show. We come back, as long as we can build that connection, that's part of taking risks. That's what, you know, sometimes we have to take risks to build a connection. So I agree. I mean, I think it's okay to take the risk. That's how we learn.
For sure. Yeah. So this has been fun. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, guys, so today's all about when you hear a new word or phrase that you haven't used, there's a lot of things that you should maybe consider before you decide, I'm going to use that word, right? Yeah. So we've talked about some of the things that you can think about. You should come back to the blog. Today is episode 1150 to review these ideas, these things you want to think about. But I agree, Michelle. I think there's nothing wrong with trying new things. I mean, that is how we learn. That's how children learn to speak. right?
Right.
That's
right.
How kids learn English as their native language. That's how you guys learned your native language. You have to try things.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, this has been fun. I think, you know, we kind of, it's not only about the, you know, using words and learning the words to use, but deciding what this says about you, and is it a mm-hmm. part of your personality? Is it something that you want to incorporate? So it's a lot exactly. about choice and choosing the type of language that you feel is the appropriate way to express yourself.
Yeah, but that's kind of beautiful that you have a chance to do that. Like we've said before, you can kind of reinvent yourself in English, yeah. which is cool. You can be a different person if you want to be, or you can be yourself exactly. also in English. So this has been a good episode, Michelle. I'm glad yeah. we went into this. Yeah,
yeah, this is fun. So thanks for that question. And thanks for hanging out, Lindsay.
All right, Michelle. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.